Next year, Tampa can expect to see one of the largest events ever in the city's history. The RNC is planning to draw hundreds of thousands of people to the city and will broadcast their party platform to the world. Pennsylvania RNC Chair Rob Gleason hopes the convention will bring in revenue for local businesses during the week-long event.
Our budget's going to be over $500,000 just for our delegation to have receptions and to do different things that we'll be spending here, and then the people themselves will spend a lot of money. We're looking forward to having receptions at different venues outside the convention hall, whether it's at a hotel or a yacht club or taking a cruise in the harbor. So we're really excited about coming to Tampa, Florida.
They hope not only to bring in short-term dollars, but long-term attention to the greater Tampa Bay area. RNC Chair Ryan Call said that the DNC did just that for his state in 2008.
It's a unique perspective, obviously, that I come from because I'm from Denver. And we had the Democrat National Convention in Denver when Barack Obama was nominated. And the ability to showcase a terrific city in the Intermountain West, a diverse economy, really had a great net economic benefit for Colorado that we're continuing to enjoy. So Florida will be a beneficiary, not just in the short time, but in the long run for being willing to host the convention here. And Tampa is a great venue to hold our national convention.
In 2008, the RNC convention in Minnesota drew more than 10,000 protesters, and Florida's may attract even more. As the state is a popular vacation destination, the RNC is expecting both increased support and opposition to come for the convention. While the RNC will be focused on defeating President Barack Obama's re-election campaign, Call says that Republican criticism of the current president will be more positive and interesting than anyone protesting the Republican Party.
The emphasis and the focus of the National Convention is on our nominee and being able to showcase great Republican leaders from all over the country. Obviously, you're always going to have some dissenting voices or people that are going to try to distract from that message, but I don't think they'll be successful. I think that there's going to be a real positive focus and a real sharp contrast coming out of our convention to what the Democrats are putting forth. More of the same from Barack Obama and the Democrats, failed policies that have hurt economic growth and job creation and really hurt America's families and the economy. And we're going to be talking about those issues. I think the other protests are going to not be a distraction that's going to divert significant energy or attention from the real core message of our party's convention.
Although the Republican Party has argued for virtually no additional federal government spending in recent months, party conventions can run high risks and usually get some national funding for security. Just recently, Tampa's Mayor Bob Buckhorn lobbied the federal government for $50 million to pay for security. Ryan Call said that there should be public and private partnerships to invest in the event's safety.
I think it's appropriate to partner with government to provide for public safety and security-related functions, especially recognizing the overall net economic impact and revenues that will be generated from taxes and others by having the convention here. Certainly, there may be some millions of dollars in spent on security, but think about the economic impact of having an event and a convention of this size when literally hundreds of thousands of people are going to be coming to Florida and to Tampa specifically to cover this event. Press from all over the world will, and Florida is going to have a wonderful opportunity to showcase its great assets.
Despite a platform of fiscal responsibility and sound money, the RNC is still more than $10 million in debt compared to Democrats who have more than $20 million in the bank. But Call says the RNC is looking to tighten its belt.
I think it's entirely appropriate when a lot of Americans are struggling with finding jobs and the economy faltering a bit. You know, spending a lot on the national convention, I think, is the wrong message to send. We're going to do a good convention, and the economic impact to Tampa and the surrounding community and the state of Florida will be very, very positive. But I think you're going to see a little bit more of a subdued or scaled back in terms of overall spending. Nothing over the top, because that's not the message. The message needs to be fiscal discipline, constraint, and a thoughtful, responsible approach to spending. That's what Republicans believe and stand for, and so that's what's going to be reflected in our national convention.
Gleason said that winning both Florida and Pennsylvania is a major strategic goal for the RNC.
Well, they're critical. Florida, we lost Florida to President Obama 3 years ago. We really need to win Florida again. I'm really confident. I see that you've elected a Republican governor and a new Republican senator. Same in Pennsylvania. We have a new Republican governor and a Republican senator. We're two very important states. But, you know, I never want to say that if you don't win Florida, you won't be president. If you don't win Pennsylvania, you won't be president. They're two very important states. Let's put it this way. If you win Florida and Pennsylvania, you will be president.
Tomorrow, the RNC wraps up their summer meetings, but they will be back in town next month for the Republican presidential debates. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.